Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is That Twin Mama Podcast. But hey, you don't have to be a twin mom to be here. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. So whether you are new, soon to be, or seasoned parent, or maybe you just hope to have kids someday, I promise you'll find something to love, learn from, or laugh at in each episode. I'm your host, Lauren Birdie. Let's do it.
Yo, yo, welcome y'all. We're back with season two of That Twin Mama Podcast. I cannot believe it. I'm your host, Lauren Birdie, and I'm also your twin mama bestie, your chaos coordinator, your parental philosopher, astrologer, your millennial bestie that listens to a whole lot of 90s and 2000 hip hop and R&B and like to look at the lyrics of those. If you know, you know. But we're back for another season. If you're new here, welcome. We do things a little bit different in this corner of the internet, so buckle up. And if you are returning, you listen to season one, what's up, girl? I missed you. How it go? How it do? Let's do what it do. But yeah, I'm excited to kick off a new season. It's the same. It's a different year, same chaos, y'all. Okay, but let me first catch up some of the new listeners. If you're discovering this podcast for season two, there's so many great gems from season one, but I'll give you just a little bit about me. I started this podcast because, like so many of you, we're in the trenches of motherhood, raising twins in a global pandemic, and I was like navigating postpartum anxiety, feeling like every day was an uphill battle. So at that point in COVID 2020, that's when I made my Instagram page public. It was really out of the necessity, like, to want to connect with other people who might be going through the same thing I'm going through. And it turns out that a lot of friends felt the same way. And that's kind of how my community started to build. So I'm on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube now. And it was very authentic. I never set out to be a quote unquote influencer or content creator. I just started to tell my story and it started to relate to other moms. So my motherhood journey started in 2010 when I had my son Jackson. And yes, I was on birth control. No, I'm not going to tell you all the brand because I ain't trying to like out them. But yeah, it obviously didn't work that well. Okay. But it was the best surprise ever. I was 23 and I was working at this huge law firm. And I actually remember that was my first traumatic experience, I think, as a mother, because I was required to go back to work 6 weeks postpartum. I was literally still bleeding. So there's that TMI. And I was just supposed to, you know, keep on working, keep on trucking along. So that was quite a wake-up call. And then fast forward to a decade later, after thinking we were told we wouldn't be able to have kids or it'd be really hard for my husband and I to conceive, which wasn't like even a focus for us. But I was just trying to heal my gut and do some hormonal things, like just to heal my inner body. And yeah, plot twist, I could get pregnant with twins. But you know, like, I remember when the sauna lady was like, oh, there's two. I genuinely thought it was a prank. I thought my husband was pranking me until I saw his face and realized the shock was real. And yeah, you know, our life has changed ever since then. But they changed our life for the best. And so did Jackson. And somewhere along the way, I realized that my story of chaos and my transparency of sharing that chaos were helping other moms and other parents feel seen. So I took a leap and I left my corporate job that I had been at for 10 years. Shout out to TFA, Teach for America. And I leaned into just doing the creative thing for full time. And so now here we are, my 30-second to minute clips on Instagram and TikTok. People were asking for more. So here we are with season 2 of the podcast, where I just kind of take stuff that resonates with my audience on social media and we talk longer about it. I bring on experts, influencers, celebrities, guests, just to make y'all feel more seen and also entertain you a little bit along the way, because you're going to laugh. You know your girl going to make you laugh. You know, humor is my therapy. Humor and 2000 hip-hop and R&B. So I think this space, if you are here, like, these are for the moms or the parents who have ever cried in the closet, have ever hid in the bathroom for 5 minutes just to get some peace, or question if what they're doing is enough. It's for parents and millennials who, like, laugh through the chaos, like I said, like to use humor. Because honestly, if we don't laugh, we definitely gonna cry. So if this is something that resonates with you, you have found the right place. So what can you expect this season? Real talk, we're just gonna make it bigger and better than it was last season. We're still gonna have expert advice from doctors and different guides and teachers and whatever topic we are discussing. We're gonna have some hilarious parenting confessions. I'm actually wearing Usher's these are my confessions. I'm wearing his shirt right now. If you're listening, you can't see. You have to go watch it. But I think this next season, I really do want to take stories from you all. Like, I want you all to share things that are happening with you and have segments at least once a month, maybe every other episode, of just things that have been going on in your life. Because I do think the more that we're able to relate to the fact that we don't know what the heck we're doing, the less alone we all feel. So it's a community. This podcast is not about me. It's so about us. So I'm excited. But okay, enough about me. Let's get into this episode. So right now, this is the season opener. My husband is in the building. He's not on camera, but hey, Bill.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? But I think this episode, like, it's January 14th, and, like, you know, everybody's talking about their New Year's resolutions. New me, new year. I'm like, I hate that crap, to be honest. Like, I'm like, it's definitely not no new you. Just know that you're going to be doing probably some of the same stuff you're going to be doing before, but it could be an improved you, right? Like, I don't subscribe to, like, having a whole New Year's resolution. It's too much pressure. And, like, it's often unattainable. And normally by January 15th, I'm already giving up on it. So it's just like, my whole thing is I like to set intentions for the year. So this episode, we're going to look a little bit more, or, like, talk about what intention setting could be. And I'll tell you a story about how that's something I started in 2020 and it completely changed my life. But yeah, babe, do you subscribe to the resolutions, intentions? What do you do?
Well, I think it doesn't really make a ton of sense to try to make huge changes in your life in the middle of winter. Like, spring is the time when you naturally, the cycles,
yeah,
like, everything.
Wanting to be new.
That's really when, ideally, you would make big changes in your life, and the new beginning and big changes. Somehow,
it became January.
We don't have to get into all that, but yeah, for whatever reason, people do it New Year's in the middle. You know what I mean?
It's like, the middle.
You're going to change, make,
yeah,
try to improve yourself or do resolutions type of stuff. It's probably better to try that stuff in the spring, but everyone loves New Year's resolutions. I think it's always good to improve yourself no matter when it is, but if you're struggling to do it in the middle of January in winter, you try making big changes in the spring.
Yeah, that's not a bad point. And that's, like, I think you're right. Spring is, like, literally how most everything evolves into change or new beginnings, like animals, plants, everything happens around springtime. I honestly think that maybe someone started to make it January because there's, like, everyone gets kind of depressed in January. There's, like, a seasonal depression and, like, it's cold. And I think it's, like, our way or somebody's way of being like, don't give up hope. Start, like, thinking about how you want to be better and doing it in the most kind of depressing, like, month of the year, or as far as, like, maybe that's it.
Something
I don't know.
With the calendar, like, yeah, there's, you know, different calendars, like,
but even the astrological calendar starts with Aries season, which is me, and that's in the spring. Like, literally, that's the start of the astrological calendar.
Oh, your birthday can be the start.
Yeah, the birthday, my birthday, which is April 7th, everyone, that will be the start of our new year. Okay, But for the sake of what most people do, I did set an intention this year. I did the whole vision board. I'm really into that, which I realized to my millennials who get it, magazines, first of all, are expensive as hell. That's the first thing. Because, I mean, that's what we did. We got magazines. You cut out pictures and things that resonate with you. And that's how you made the vision board. Now people use Canva and I think, you know, print out stuff. But I wanted to be old school. So I had my friends and I, we bought a bunch of magazines, which was really expensive. And then I cut out a lot of words, but not like a lot of people. Because I think we know so much about different people now. We're like, if I cut out a celebrity and let's say they get canceled, then now that's on my vision board. And I'm like, I'm going to avoid like people.
All right,
never meet your hero.
Next year, you just let me know and I'll print it out in different fonts for you. And you can save all that money cutting that magazine.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But anyways, I still need to go back and actually print out some big things I didn't find in the magazine. So it's still evolving. But as far as like, I like doing this at the beginning of the year, I like setting intentions. I don't do resolutions and I like doing vision boards. 1 year, my intention, and it's the same intention that I'm having this year. I don't think I've told you yet, but my intention is going to be around health. I think when I'm telling you all this, I'm a little bit embarrassed, but I gained, and I'm not even, this is not an exaggeration, 20, maybe 25 pounds, like solid. I think it's up to 25. I'm not even lying. But in the past 3 months, your girl was just traveling a lot. I was not taking care of myself, eating whatever, indulging. Like it just, the past 3 months, I didn't even know that was possible. I've never done that. I'm the heaviest I've ever been without being pregnant. And it's just because I've not been taking care of myself health-wise. And once I realized that, when I saw the solid number on the scale, it's not just like I think, you know, your clothes fit different stuff. I'm wearing a big t-shirt. This is all that really fits me right now. And I'm gonna be honest. And it's wild because my girls are older. You'd think it'd be easier to maintain a healthy state of being as your kids get older. That's not always the case. I really do think as mothers, as parents, we have seasons and you have to be intentional about your health. Otherwise, because you take care of everybody else before yourself. So again, my intention this year is around health. That is my word. I always like to tell people you can do a word or you can just do a phrase or something, but not say like, I'm going to go to the gym every day. You know, that would be great, but that's not my intention. My intention is health. Maybe 1 week I'll go to the gym. Maybe 1 week I don't, but it's giving yourself grace to obtain that and like kind of easing into whatever that is for you for the year. The last time I had the word health was in 2020 or 2019 to 2020. And health was just top of mind for me. My skin, my acne was really, really bad. I had like debilitating acne where I wouldn't like want to go out or see anyone. Like it was really bad. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to heal my inside because I think I tried everything from Accutane to like really bad stuff for you. Proactive, like organic, like everything under the sun, like organic, like facials. I was doing everything. Probably spent tens of thousands of dollars and nothing was healing. So I decided to heal my gut, which I thought would heal my acne. So health was like at the center of everything I did. I did a whole entire intensive gut health check and eliminated like hundreds of food from my diet because my gut was so inflamed that everything was sensitive for it. So I had to like eliminate things like avocado, which is healthy, but wasn't for me. Coffee. And when I tell you, and I wasn't taking my ADHD, my ADD medicine. Like I eliminated everything. And when I tell you I had energy of the gods, like I don't know what happened. It took a while, maybe like not like 30, 90 days. But I noticed like such a shift. Like I was eating whatever I wanted based on what I could eat that my body liked. And I was never more, it's not about the size, but I just was never more fit. And I wasn't even like thinking about calories or dieting. I was eating when I was hungry, but I was eating foods that my body was not allergic to or sensitive to. And eventually my skin did heal itself. And that's the biggest year when we conceived twins. So I'm going to have a whole episode about how I think I actually conceived twins. But let's just say the last time my intention was health, that year has changed my entire life for the better. So I'm going back to the basics and it's going to be health again. I don't know what that's going to evolve into, but I'm hoping that if I'm just grounded in like wanting to be a better version of myself internally, what I eat, what I drink, all those things that, you know, the universe will reward that. So we'll see what happens. But it's like, this is my challenge for you all. Instead of promising like to be, I'm going to work out every day or be the perfect mom or pick like an intention that feels like soft. I'm like in my soft era, like be soft, meaningful, and something that's like doable, not too wild. Like intentions are different than goals. you should set goals for yourself that are high, like that you want to achieve. I'm all about like journaling, setting, like going for the stars, right? Maybe one day, I was talking to Ryan last night, I was like, I'm going to be on SNL. Maybe that will be a goal one day, right? Like I'll put that somewhere. That's not my intention for the year, right? My intention is health. So I think something that people, if you're thinking of something, you'd be like, I'll prioritize rest without guilt, releasing mom guilt, or letting go of comparison, you know, whatever that means to you, or maybe embracing the messier moments of motherhood with humor. I'm going to be a little funnier this year, like joy, like ease, like whatever that word is, I would write it down, say it out loud, and see what happens for your year. I'm telling y'all, I'm all about the power of manifestation. Just see what happens. So that's your homework assignments. Set an intention. You don't have to do a whole vision board, but set an intention. Actually, I'm going to put my husband on the spot. What's your I know I didn't ask you this, but I feel like, do you?
Well, I'm right there with you on the help tip.
I know.
Hopefully make that my intention.
Oh, so you're just co-signing on mine? You're just going to steal my intention? Oh.
You're the only one that can be helped.
I'm the only one you that has the help. No, it would be good if you were too, because that'll be easier for both of us.
I know. And I want to do the food sensitivity test thing and see, like, because there's probably things that I've been eating that I don't even realize.
100%. Like,
you know, cause another other things. So just out of curiosity, and I want to try the sensitivity.
And yeah, and I'm going to have a whole deep dive on this. Again, a couple of weeks will be an episode of just, I was doing things to heal my gut, but there was a lot of women that were struggling with fertility and different things that I was doing that I guess I was struggling with fertility. It wasn't a priority of mine, but I will do a deep dive on how I joke about how I got twins, because I don't really know. But I actually do think there are some things that I did. So be on the lookout for that. That's something you're interested in. In a couple of weeks, we'll do a deep dive on food sensitivities and all the things that came with that for me. But yeah, health. And here's to health. And I already kind of messed up. I was trying to do dry January this month. And I think it's going to be like a little bit damp. It's going to be a damp January. It may not be wet. It's a little moist because the girls, y'all, the time of this recording, our kids have been, this is the longest winter break of our entire lives. It snowed like 14 inches, of course, the day before they're supposed to go back to school. So that Sunday night, they were like calling for snow. They canceled school on Sunday night before one flurry had even touched the ground. I was just mad at that. I was like, can y'all at least wait till there's snow? We woke up the next morning. There was like 14 inches. I don't even know how many inches.
Not quite them, but
it was a lot. And I was like, dang, this is going to be at least. So then they canceled school yesterday. Yeah, they canceled school 2 days in a row, 3 days in a row for public schools everywhere. But our girls, shout out to Lauren at our school, the owner of our preschool. She's the OG because she was like, you know what? We're going to do a delay. You know what? You guys are going to get a good 2 hour delay, but we ain't going to close for y'all. So our girls got to go back to school today, but it still has been like literally the longest break ever.
Parents were lined up.
All the parents.
The moment they opened.
We need to put a video of that in this. Literally lined up, just like waiting for it. So yeah, my January was going to be dry, but there's a couple of things happened that stressed me out. And so I indulged a little bit during the snowstorm, as one does. But that doesn't mean my health thing is over. That's what I'm saying. I'm being easy on myself and giving myself grace. And it's just going to be a damp January. And that's fine. Also, if you're looking in or if you're sober curious, I have a whole episode in season one with Trish from Hyrie the Band, it's an amazingly inspiring story. I highly recommend you go listen to that. I'll link it down below. But if you're sober curious at all, or a mom that's struggling with maybe, or just curious about it, Trish is now, I think, almost 2 years, at least 2 years sober. And it's just a dope, dope episode. So definitely check that out. Great. Yeah. Okay. So we're on a health kick. I like it. All right. Now, at this point of the episode, this is something I'm new. I'm going to be trying out. Maybe, I don't know if I'm going to do it every episode or what have you, but I mentioned it a little bit earlier about the confessions from parents. So really, this is just like, if you have ever had a hilarious moment or a relatable moment or just like a WTF parenting moment, please send them to me. DM that Twin Mama podcast on IG or go on our website and you could submit things there. But I want to hear from y'all. I want to hear these stories. They uplift me. I know that's literally my brand, really, is to just show. I think people like me because I'm a hot mess, honestly. Like, I don't think, because I really am. I mean, I'm a, I'm not always a hot mess. I have some stuff together, but like I'm not your Martha Stewart. I don't even know if she's a good reference anymore. But like your aesthetic girly, like I'm not that. And that's just what the community I kind of want to build. So share those moments. Don't feel guilty about them. They're going to help somebody. Like they telling those stories, I always say, you don't know who you're going to help. So I want to share as many as I can. So this one is coming from, this is actually inspired by, shout out to my assistant, Kimmy. But she will be the first. She said that I could share this. But she just wrote me a story about what happened to her. And I was like, oh my gosh, can I please share? This is wild. So so she will be the start of this. So let me tell you what Kimmy wrote. So it says, sometimes I want to laugh at motherhood content, but sometimes I just want to know I'm not the only one crying in my closet after losing my mind for the 27th time, asking my kid to brush their teeth so we can read a sweet bedtime story that they've just lollygagged. Now they're melting down because there's no story. And I'm melting down because I just wanted some peaceful bedtime moment. How and when are people actually doing this? I work full time. I pick my kids up at 5:30. I try to get them fed, ideally with one green thing on the plate, bathe and in bed by 7:30, as we can all hit lights out by 8 o'clock and start it all over again at 6 a.m. But do they want to go to bed at 7:30? No. Do they want to wake up at 6? Also no. Why does every detail of the day always feel like an uphill battle? And when she wrote that part, I was like, yes, yes, we're all living the same lives. Like, I don't know if there's a parent who hasn't struggled with bedtime. That is one thing we are really struggling with right now, especially with toddlers and teens. Again, like the two stages, I think, in childhood, that might be the most challenging to parent are toddlers and teens. Our toddlers, on the one hand, don't want to go to bed. They come out and they're just like, I need to go potty. I'm thirsty. Can I have a snack? I'm like, woosah moment. Like, I literally like want, and that happens every single night. In our teen, it's funny. You want them to go to bed. You want them to bed. And then you just want them to wake up. Like, he will sleep. He slept until 1:30 p.m. today, and school is tomorrow. Like, he's been off of school. I'm like, you're going to have a hard time waking up tomorrow morning. He's like, no, it's, I just like wanted to like pile up on my sleep today. I'm like, what? That's not how it works. He's like, yeah, I'll get more sleep today. So, cause I know I won't get more tomorrow. I was like, that's not how it works, bro. You gotta stay on the schedule. So all to say, this whole segment that she wrote really resonates. So let me get into her story that she shared. Kimmy is our kind of mom because she just hits you with a story that deserves its own place in the Parenting Hall of Fame. So picture this, Burlington Coat Factory. Shout out to the people who know what Burlington Coat Factory is. If you know, you know. Holiday decor section, a hopeful mom browsing with her 8-month-old baby. Everything's peaceful until the pelvic floor speaks up. And if you're a mom, you know our pelvic floor goes through it. Okay, so let me get into the story. She says, I feel the tingle, you know the one. I spot the bathroom sign. It's basically at the furthest back corner of the store. I hustle. I'm confident. My pelvic floor is hanging in there. But by the time I get close, I realize I am not going to make it. And I'm definitely not going to be able to unload my baby from the cart, wrangle her into the stall, and handle my business in time. So I do what any mom would do. I push the cart straight into the bathroom. An employee stops me. Ma'am, you can't bring merchandise in here. And in full panic mode, I yell, I'm about to pee my pants. Now my baby just starts crying, wailing, and like in the bathroom with this employee. I'm like, let's call it leaking. And somehow I managed to half collapse into the toilet. But friends, it's too late. The jeans are done. We've crossed the point of no return. So what do? I rinse my jeans in the sink, wring them out, and slap them back on, wet and all. Grab my baby and squish walk all the way back to my car. And let me tell you, there's nothing quite like the chafing walk of shame and damn jeans through the Burlington Coat Factory parking lot. Anyway, that's the story of how I peed my pants in public and I vowed to never leave the house again. Shout out to Kimmy. Shout out. That has not personally happened to me, but I know exactly how that could happen. Because I would, moms who are listening, parents who are listening, if you know, you know. And if you're judging, you don't need to listen to my podcast no more because we are a judge-free zone. Because all of us has been there, especially with the child. The thing about like these moments as mothers, like you can't just do whatever you need to do. you have a baby and the baby always picks the best time to just start freaking out too. It's like, oh, you want to freak out? Nope. I'm going to freak out. Same time. And, you know, that's why we love motherhood, you know? So, Kimmy, first of all, 10 out of 10 for crisis management, okay? Let's just give her that. I love 10 out of 10. Second, this is like one of those stories that it's like not just funny, but it's so universal. Because any mom listening has had a Burlington Coat Factory moment in some way, some shape, like shape or form or another. And whether it's a toddler tantrum in Target, a diaper explosion on an airplane, a diaper explosion on the plane as they were landing, and she's like, I need to get him to the bathroom. They're like, oh, ma'am, the seatbelt sign is on. Like, just been there. And, or oops, that wasn't a fart, like on a play date. Because that's definitely happened. Or the list goes on and on. So shout out to Kimmy. And this is, and yeah, crisis management, 10 out of 10. What would a dad do? What would you do? Actually, I'm actually curious. Do dads have the same level of creativity that moms have?
There's kind of options in that situation. Yeah. I mean, you either just, if your pants are wet either way, I think she needs the right
color. Yeah, definitely.
As well be wet with water.
No, I love it.
Just like, yeah, what else can you do? You could buy a new pair of pants there at Burlington.
Co-fact, no. She needed to get out of there. But Kimmy, thank you for sharing your story with us. This is exactly why we do this. Like, this is exactly why I want to do this segment. Because we need a reminder that nobody out here is nailing motherhood. And none of us truly know what we're doing. And we all have moments like this, right? They might not always be seen on social media because it's the fakes. It's the highlight reel. But I'm trying to normalize the chaos because I just feel like, you know, that makes you feel better. So sometimes you just have to laugh so you don't cry. But in this case, you know, you might just, you know, pee yourself again. It's fine. But anyways, I want this to be a recurring thing on the podcast. So please submit your stories. If you have any confessions that are hilarious, cringeworthy, please DM them at That Twin Mama Podcast or send an email. I would love, love, love to hear from you all. Okay. Well, my friends, that's like a wrap on our first episode of season two to kick it off. So whether your January is dry, damp, or absolutely soaked in chaos or in pee, just kidding. I'm going to stop now. Just kidding. Remember, you're showing up and that's enough. This year isn't about perfection. It's about intention. It's about taking small steps forward, laughing at the mess, and giving ourselves grace to freely give as we so freely give to everyone else. I often say that, like, talk to yourself like you talk to whoever you stand over on the internet, right? Like, even me, I'll sometimes, like, be on social media for a little bit and, like, someone will post something about themselves. I'm, like, everyone's biggest cheerleader. I'm like, yes, girl, yes, queen. Oh, I love this. You are amazing. Such an inspiration. I do not talk to myself that way. I'm like, why don't I talk to myself how I talk to my kids when I'm encouraging or talk to strangers sometimes on the internet? Give yourself the same grace that you give to some people or your kids that, you know, that deserve it or don't deserve it. You definitely deserve it the most. And so if you love, I guess with that, is there anything else, babe, as we wrap up first episode of season? Are you going to come to more episodes with me?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
I got you.
Okay, awesome. But if you love today's episode, make sure you're subscribed, leave a review, and share this with your best mom friend that might need a laugh. And don't forget to send intentions for 2025 and make sure you do your homework. And also, let me know some funny moments that have happened in your parenting journey. So, again, this podcast airs every Tuesday. I can't wait to see you guys in the next one.
Peace!
And that's a wrap for this episode of That Twin Mama Podcast. But before you go, let me tell you how you can keep this village growing. First things first, are you subscribed? If not, what are you doing? Hit that subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening so you never miss a new episode. We're streaming on all major platforms, so let's make it official. Secondly, let's stay connected on socials. Follow us on That Twin Mama Podcast on Instagram for short form relatable content, and follow us on YouTube at That Twin Mama Podcast for entire episodes in all of their glory. And lastly, and this is a big one, if you liked what you heard today, please leave a review. Your 5-star love means so much to me and the team behind the scenes and helps us to keep going. It also helps us to find parents like you who need to listen to these episodes, which mean the world. So until next time, take care of you, take care of your crew, and remember, you're doing an amazing job. See you soon. Peace.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.